Hallelujah. Please be seated in God's presence. Lord, I thank you for the privilege of standing in this place to bring your word, a church. To you be all the glory, in Jesus' name. Amen. I'd like to appreciate my father and my mother for the privilege given to me to give a word church this morning. The privilege will not be abused, in Jesus' name. Thank you, sir. Thank you, ma. Praise God. I appreciate God for having father. Someone say something. Where there are no fathers, children eat vulture thinking it's chicken. Thank God we've been eating chicken, not vultures. Praise God. Exodus chapter 23, verse 25. And ye shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless thy bread and thy water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. Psalms 89, verse 20. I have found David my servant, with my holy oil have I anointed him. I'm ministering on the subject, dominion through service. Dominion through service. The objective is understanding how service leads to the top. Understanding how service leads to the top. I've come to understand that service is the way into dominion. Servants don't end at the bottom. They end at the top. An example is through the life of David. God doesn't anoint masters or bosses. He anoints servants. I heard that from our father in the Lord many, many years ago, and it's true. Praise God. I've also discovered that no one has the gift of service, but service is what you walk through discipline to walk through and then go into dominion. Praise God. I want us to see some scriptural examples of those who gained dominion through service. The first example here is Joseph. Joseph. In Genesis chapter 37, verse 2, we began to see the record of the service of Joseph. He said, these are the generations of Jacob. Joseph, being 17 years old, was feeding the flock with his brethren, and the lad was the sons of Bilhah, and with the sons of Zilpah, his father's wives. And Joseph brought unto his father their evil report. He was carrying out a service of integrity in the house of his father. He was the one telling the father everything that was happening. He refused to join himself to them. I said one time that probably all the evil they were doing, like Judah, his own was open. He went, carried his father's sheep, and gave to a harlot, and then got a child from there, but not Joseph. Others were doing all manner of things, but Joseph was not involved with them. Rather, he was giving their report to their father. Praise God. Joseph served in his father's house. He served in Potiphar's house. He served also in the prison. At the prison, nobody will give attention to anybody because all of you are under labor, under hard labor. But Potiphar, the baker and his friend, all of them were there. Joseph was still serving and asking them what was their problem. He interpreted their dreams, and that took him to dominion. Another example of service, one who served and served this way into dominion, was David. In 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 34, we saw the record of David serving in his father's house. And David said unto Saul, thy servant kept his father's sheep, and there came a lion and a bear and took a lamb out of it. If you read further, he finished the lion and the bear, and that took him into dominion. The truth is this: David had elder brothers and others in the house. Probably they were watching home video and doing all manner of things in the house. None of them was there, but was the only person that would go out, carry the sheep out, feed them, nourish them, and bring them back. But God was watching his record of service. And when it was time to shoot someone into dominion, God didn't change his mind. It was David that went into dominion. Praise God. I prophesy to somebody, your service shall speak for you in the name of Jesus Christ. Another example is Saul. Saul served his father. 1 Samuel chapter 9, verse 3 to 4, we see the record of Saul where he took his father's asses and took them out. And that was where he located Samuel. And Samuel anointed him and he went into dominion. God is watching your service level. Don't think, when people are telling you, you are serving too much, hear this, it's a distraction. Continue with your service. One day, your service will locate you and take you to dominion in Jesus' name. Number four example is Moses. Moses served his father-in-law. He took the father-in-law's cattle and all the animals out and he was serving. It was at that time he had the encounter with the burning bush in Exodus chapter 3. And I discovered that it was through that Moses gained dominion. Praise God. We have other examples. Joshua served Moses. He served Moses and that took him into dominion. He launched him into dominion. There were other people who would have been more qualified than Joshua. For me personally, if you tell me to choose somebody that should take over from Moses, I would have chosen Caleb. Because Caleb was the one that stilled the people. He was more charismatic. He was more vocal. He stilled the people when they were trying to rebel. But there was a man called Joshua who never departed from the tabernacle. If you read Exodus chapter 33, verse 11, he was the servant of Moses. Exodus. And the Lord spake unto Moses face to face as a man speaketh unto his friend, and he turned again into the camp. But his servant Joshua, the son of Nun, a young man, departed not out of the tabernacle. He was always there at the place of service. He was addicted to service. Another example is Elisha. Elisha had a record of pouring water in the hands of Elijah, his master. In 2 Kings chapter 3, verse 11, you will see the record there. But when it was time to choose another, it was not other sons of the prophet that were chosen. It was Elisha that was chosen to take over from Elijah. I want to speak into your life today. Your service is speaking. Your service shall speak for you, and you shall get to the top in the name of Jesus Christ. At any level you find yourself, you are wired for service. There is no boss before God. Even Jesus Christ, where he sits on the right hand of God, is still rendering service. He makes intercession for us in Romans chapter 8, verse 34. So you can never outgrow service. The truth is this, God doesn't raise masters up, he raises servants. A master that is a servant will go higher than becoming a master. Praise God. What are the ways of service? The ways of service. Number one, service in integrity. Service in integrity. We saw the example of Joseph. Genesis chapter 37 verse 2. He carried evil report to his father. Departing from iniquity and living in integrity is service to God. The reason is this. Others are watching your life and they will attribute it to God, that God has kept you in righteousness, in holiness. Praise God. Number two, service in prayer. Jeremiah chapter 33 verse 3. He said, call unto me, I will answer you and show you great and mighty things that I know not of. I heard from our father in the Lord over 20 years ago. He said, until prayer becomes a delight rather than a burden, you cannot make headway. And those who carry prayer as service, prayer is a delight to them. It's never a burden. But there are those who see prayer like a burden. Tell them it's time to pray. They say, oh, is it time again? But those who carry it as service, they render it without struggles. I declare today the unction for prayer shall come upon you as service in the name of Jesus Christ. Number three, service in soul winning. Service in soul winning. Mark chapter 16 verse 20. Talking about the disciples. The Bible says, and they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord walking with them and confirming the word with signs following. Amen. They were at the place of service. The master was with them and confirming it. Praise God. Service in giving. Kingdom practice. Giving and sacrifice. And then the final one. Service in the house of God. Be committed to work in the house of God. I prophesy to your life today, your service shall bring you before God in remembrance, and you will step into dominion in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Wave your hands and appreciate God. Can you rise to your feet? Rise to your feet. Let's appreciate the Lord this morning for his goodness, his faithfulness. Thank him for the word you heard this morning. Just thank him. Say, Father, I thank you. I bless your name. I honor you for this word. Blessed be your name, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Lift your hand and pray this prayer. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask, oh God, that grace be imparted upon my life today for service, oh God. Help to serve and to serve well. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Grace to serve, grace for service. Father, we receive in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. Amen. You will not serve in vain. Amen. Lift your hand and pray again. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, help me, O God, never to serve in vain. Let my service launch me into dominion. In the name of Jesus Christ. Open your mouth and pray. Let my service launch me into dominion. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Father, we thank you. Grace for service, we connect this morning. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.